Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Maniac, the Bath School Disaster and the Birth of the Modern Mass Killer by Harold Schechter revisits one of the most devastating and often overlooked acts of violence in American history, the 1926 attack on the Bath Consolidated School in Michigan. Known for his work on true crime and the psychology of extreme offenders, Schechter frames the event not only as a local tragedy but also as a grim milestone in how mass violence would later be understood. The book situates the bombing within the social realities of small-town life, financial pressure, civic conflict, and the evolving role of schools as public institutions. It also examines the attacker as a case study in grievance, planning, and moral collapse, highlighting how methodical preparation can coexist with outward normalcy. Through historical context and narrative reconstruction, the book connects the Bath disaster to broader themes that still resonate, including public safety, community denial, and the enduring challenge of recognizing warning signs before catastrophe. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reconstructing the Bath School disaster. A central focus of the book is a clear reconstruction of what happened in Bath, Michigan, and how a school became the target of a meticulously prepared attack. Schechter lays out the sequence of events that turned an ordinary day into a mass casualty disaster, emphasizing the attacker's use of explosives and the layered nature of the plan. This topic explores how the event unfolded across multiple locations and moments, producing confusion, shock, and a rapidly escalating emergency. The narrative highlights the vulnerability of civic spaces, especially schools, in an era when security assumptions were drastically different from today. It also addresses how first responders, neighbors, and officials reacted under pressure, often improvising amid chaos. By rebuilding the timeline, the book underscores that the Bath tragedy was not an impulsive outburst, but an operation requiring time, materials, and concealment. The reconstruction serves a larger purpose beyond recounting history. It helps readers understand the anatomy of a planned mass attack, including preparation, misdirection, and the way a single individual can exploit routine expectations. The result is a sobering case study that clarifies why Bath remains relevant when examining later incidents of mass violence. Secondly, a grievance-fueled offender and the psychology of resentment. Schechter presents the perpetrator as an early example of a type now sadly familiar, an individual who converts chronic grievance into a mission of punishment. Rather than treating the offender as an unknowable monster, the book examines the personal, financial, and social forces that can feed resentment and intensify a sense of persecution. This topic considers how rigid thinking, humiliation, and the desire for control can combine into a narrative where violence feels justified to the attacker. The Bath case illustrates how a person may appear functional on the surface, while privately nurturing rage and plotting retaliation. The book also draws attention to the way some offenders externalize blame, framing institutions and community leaders as enemies responsible for their failures. By exploring these patterns, Schechter encourages readers to see mass violence as a process rather than a sudden break from reality. The psychological portrait is not offered as an excuse, but as an attempt to understand warning dynamics, fixation, escalating hostility, and a willingness to inflict suffering for symbolic effect. This topic ultimately positions Bath as a precursor to later mass killers whose acts are driven by perceived injustice and the desire to leave an indelible mark on the community that, in their minds, wronged them. Thirdly, small-town conflict, taxes, and institutional flashpoints. The book places the Bath disaster within the context of local politics and community tension, showing how public institutions can become flashpoints when money, status, and ideology collide. Schechter emphasizes that schools are not only educational spaces, but also symbols of civic priorities and shared obligation, often funded through taxes that some residents resent. This topic explores how disputes over funding, governance, and modernization can create bitter divisions, especially in close-knit communities where personal relationships overlap with political decisions. The Bath case demonstrates how such conflicts can be exploited by a person seeking a target that represents authority and collective responsibility. Schechter's account highlights the fragility of social cohesion when economic stress rises and when people interpret policy debates as personal attacks. The narrative also suggests how community members may dismiss extreme rhetoric as mere venting, especially when familiarity breeds complacency. By mapping the environment around the crime, the book shows that mass violence does not occur in a vacuum. It emerges in a setting where grievances can be reinforced by public arguments, perceived humiliations, and the visibility of institutional symbols. This topic helps readers connect historical circumstances to modern debates about public goods, civic trust, and how escalating hostility toward institutions can turn deadly if left unchecked. Fourthly, planning, access to materials, and the mechanics of catastrophe. Another key theme is the practical side of how the attack became possible, focusing on preparation. access to explosive materials, and the attacker's ability to operate without detection, Schechter highlights that the deadliest incidents often involve not only intent but also capability, time, and opportunity. This topic examines how a determined individual can leverage ordinary infrastructure and community assumptions to assemble a lethal plan. The Bath disaster illustrates the danger of underestimating methodical offenders who test boundaries, conceal their preparations, and take advantage of gaps in oversight. The book also brings attention to the logistical demands of such an act, emphasizing that mass violence can involve extended staging rather than a single dramatic moment. Readers are prompted to consider how communities monitor hazardous materials, how institutions manage security without turning into fortresses, and how warning signs can be missed when no one expects the worst. This topic speaks to a modern dilemma: prevention requires both awareness and practical safeguards, yet overly broad suspicion can damage community life. By analyzing mechanics and opportunity, Schechter shows that understanding the how of an attack is inseparable from understanding the why, and that sensible prevention depends on grasping the full pathway from grievance to execution. Lastly, Aftermath, Media Memory, and the Birth of a Modern Pattern, Schechter frames the Bath School disaster as a formative event in the history of American mass killing, not only because of its scale, but because it foreshadowed patterns that recur in later tragedies. This topic explores what happened after the attack, the immediate human toll, the community's long recovery, and the ways public memory can fade even when the event reshaped lives. The book considers how communities attempt to make meaning from horror, balancing commemoration with the desire to move forward. It also examines the role of media narratives in shaping what the broader public remembers and what it forgets, particularly when later events crowd out earlier ones. Bath becomes a case study in how a single act can influence perceptions of safety and vulnerability, yet still slip into historical obscurity. Schechter's approach encourages readers to view Bath as part of a lineage, helping explain why modern discussions about mass violence often circle back to similar questions: detection, motive, institutional response, and the cultural scripts that attackers may follow. By emphasizing legacy and pattern, the book invites reflection on how societies learn, how they fail to learn, and why understanding early precedents can sharpen current conversations about prevention and resilience. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a deeply researched true crime narrative, students of American social history, and anyone trying to understand how mass violence evolved into a recurring modern fear. It is also valuable for educators, community leaders, and public safety professionals who need historical perspective on threats to public institutions, especially schools. The benefit to a reader's life is not morbid curiosity, but clearer pattern recognition: how grievance can harden into ideology, how planning can hide behind normal routines, and how civic conflict can become a dangerous accelerant when combined with personal collapse. By examining an early, highly consequential case, the book helps readers think more carefully about warning signs, community blind spots, and the practical realities of prevention without resorting to simplistic explanations. Compared with many books that focus only on recent incidents, this one stands out by tracing an origin point and treating the Bath disaster as a pivotal precedent. Schechter's strength is translating a complex historical event into a readable, psychologically informed account that connects past to present. If you want a true crime book that is both gripping and historically illuminating, this is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Harold Schechter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.